WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Brooklyn Weston back with another dose of Daily Stoic Power. Today's topic hits close to home, or should I say, everyone's home. Apologizing like a boss. Ever felt that sinking feeling after realizing you messed up? Like, the air around you just gets thick and sticky? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, folks, apologizing doesn't have to be this soul-crushing experience. It can actually be a superpower. Think about it. Saying, I'm sorry, genuinely can diffuse tension, mend relationships, and even boost your own self-respect. But there's an art to it, right? A way to apologize that feels authentic without leaving you feeling completely stripped bare. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into mastering the art of the apology. First things first. Owning up to your mistakes is step one. No excuses, no justifications, just plain old taking responsibility for your actions. It's like admitting defeat in a game. Yeah, it sucks, but you gotta do it to move forward. Think about it, when someone genuinely apologizes, it's way more powerful than all that, but, and, if only, talk. It shows maturity and respect, even if the other person isn't ready to forgive you right away. Second, make it specific. Don't just throw out a generic, I'm sorry. Dig deep, pinpoint exactly what you messed up. Saying, I'm sorry for snapping at you, is way more meaningful than just saying, I'm sorry. It shows the other person that you understand the impact of your actions and you're truly taking them seriously. Third, focus on the feeling, not the facts. People respond to emotions, not dry facts. So instead of saying, I'm sorry I was late, try, I'm sorry I made you wait. It shows empathy and acknowledges how your actions affected the other person. Remember, it's about making them feel heard and understood, even if you didn't intend to hurt them. Now, here's the tricky part, expressing sincere remorse without sounding like a broken record. You gotta find that sweet spot between acknowledging your fault and maintaining your self-respect. This is where the art comes in. A genuine apology doesn't have to sound desperate or like you're begging for forgiveness. It's about being honest and owning up to your mistake without losing sight of who you are. Finally, be prepared to make amends. Words are powerful, but actions speak louder. Once you've apologized sincerely, follow it up with a genuine effort to fix the situation. It could be as simple as offering to help out or planning something special to show your appreciation. Remember, a true apology is about more than just saying, I'm sorry, it's about making things right and rebuilding trust. Okay, picture this. You accidentally spilled coffee all over your boss's new presentation during an important meeting. Boom, awkward silence hangs in the air thicker than that coffee stain. Now, what do you do? Do you pretend it didn't happen? Blame a phantom sneeze? Nah, Brooklyn knows better. You take a deep breath, acknowledge the mess, oh my gosh, I am so sorry, I totally dropped my coffee and ruined your presentation. Apologize sincerely for the distraction and the inconvenience caused, and then immediately offer to help clean up the mess and find ways to salvage the situation. You can't undo the spill, but you can control how you handle it. By taking responsibility, expressing genuine remorse, and taking action to fix things, you turn a potential disaster into an opportunity to show your professionalism and integrity. See? Apologizing doesn't have to be a defeat. It can actually be a powerful tool for growth and connection. So remember, folks, own up to your mistakes, apologize sincerely, focus on the feelings, make amends, and don't forget to maintain that self-respect. A well-crafted apology can truly work wonders in navigating the messy human experience. Now go out there and own those apologies with confidence. And as always, remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so we can keep spreading the Daily Stoic Power vibes. Until next time, stay awesome, and keep on stoicking.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.